on Easter Day, the central truths of what it is that we proclaim and affirm and attest as Christians suddenly come into clear focus. On this day, we see what God intended for the whole of creation. When Jesus was raised from the dead on that morning, we saw that God intended that death would not be the final answer. Death would not be the end of the story. Not just physical death, but any form of death. And our culture knows a lot about death. We see the natural disasters around us. We see acts of violence and hatred that so quickly and readily quench the lives of people before their time. But we also see death in so many other ways. We see death when we get so caught up and focused on things in our lives that we forget the deeper purposes as well. We get so focused on work, on paying the bills, of saving for something that we don't really need in the first place, or putting ourselves into debt in order that we can find it, and then working more and more hours, or getting so obsessed and caught up with so many little things that we forget that God created us in order to worship Him and to do His work in this new creation. So it's by no accident that John begins his account of the resurrection here in chapter 20, verse 1, by telling us that it was on the first day of the week. It's in John's Gospel, of course, that he begins back in John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This Gospel reminds us that if in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, in the person of Jesus, something new begins, something new happens. God's saving purposes that were revealed right throughout the Old Testament, when God called a people to be His own, when God chose them out of the nations and God commissioned them and consecrated them to be His chosen people, when He covenanted Himself to them, when He said to them, I will be your God if you can be my people, if you can be my face, my hands, my voice in this world, if you, like me, can hear the cry of the poor, if you can hear the cry of the oppressed, if you can be that people that represent the justice of God, the integrity of God, God's saving purposes for the world, then the purposes of this world will be fulfilled. But of course, the people of God, the people of Israel, weren't able to experience that fullness. And they became pretty much like every other nation. And so it's only in Jesus that we see God's purposes finally fulfilled. Because in the person of Jesus, suddenly all this came into effect in this one individual, this man who discovered what it was to be God, who was able to experience that and share that and give that gift to others as well. That Jesus, the supreme example of divinity, the Jesus who was with the Father from the beginning, this Jesus who shared that with those around Him, who called them into that fullness of life as well. Not just so they could create a nice little club, not so that they could sit around and just say, yeah, I'm a Christian, so are you. Wow, that's cool. Not just so that they could sit back and say, well, we're saved by grace, but to continue to do the work of God, to continue to be God's chosen people, to be called and consecrated to make a difference in the world, to continue that work of creation that God began in Genesis, and John tells us is now continuing on this new first day, on this new act of God's love, compassion and mercy being shown into the world. That's why the resurrection of Jesus makes all the difference. Because in the resurrection of Jesus, we discover a God who hasn't finished with the world yet. A God who wants to continue His saving work and His purposes through us. And so every time that we do an act of justice, we are the people of the resurrection. Whenever we teach a child, we are people of the resurrection. Whenever we love one another, we are people of the resurrection. Whenever we create a work of art or beauty, We are people of the resurrection. Whenever we proclaim something of the truth and majesty of God, we are people of the resurrection. Whenever we give something to the poor, we are people of the resurrection. When we work for environmental renewal, when we work to bring about ecological change, we are people of the resurrection. That is the saving grace and gift of Christ, that He hasn't finished with the world and He hasn't finished with us. And we are called on this new first day to continue to bring God's saving purposes and plans into effect in our world, to bring about new creation, to let the kingdom of God come forth in this world. Often people say that Christians are only concerned about life after death, and that may well be the case. But new creation and what happens because of the resurrection reminds us that one of the central parts of Christianity is not so much life after death, but life before death. That in Christ we are called to make a change and make a difference in our lives now. I want to finish with a quote from a guy called Andrew Sullivan. The reason I call myself a Christian is not because I manage to hold on to at any given moment all the truths that the hierarchy of my church insists I believe in, let alone because I'm a good person or a good Catholic. I call myself a Christian because I believe that in a way I cannot fully understand, the force behind everything decided to prove itself compassionate by becoming one of us and being with us. And as soon as people grasped what had happened, what was happening, the world changed forever. And the world as it was, as it still is, was unable to tolerate this immense occasion. And so Jesus was executed. And the only life that was truly divine was ended abruptly when it was still achingly young. The existence of such a life was both so wondrous that it changed everything, and also so terrifying it had to be snuffed out. The point of this incarnation was surely not to construct a litany of offences by which we are to judge our own lives at any moment, to force us to thrash and writhe in a constant ordeal of self-criticism and guilt. The point was merely to be with us, and by being with us to show us better how to live, how to be truly human, how better to embrace our lives by accepting the divine life around us and within us. By letting go, we become. By giving up, we gain. And we learn how to live now.